You got your checklist, but I just want to give you this portion. We have a full checklist. That all of it's not here, but I want to give you this. So we actually, there's stages in your Google Apps folder, right? When you set stuff up. So what would be the first stage? So if you get a tape and you're going to break down each loan, you're doing all this research on these loans, you get credit reports right away. But if you want to create a folder for each stage of the process that you would go through, especially if it's a loan that you acquire, that you buy, right? So I'm going to give you that really quick. We go into this in great detail. We've had a full session where people came, brought their computers, set up their systems on the spot, right, to have it done. So just write those down, right? That's actually flip-flopped. I usually put due diligence first. If you put a little number, this is in, who's never heard of Google Apps for Work? Who's heard of, who has a Gmail email account? Okay, hold on, show of hands, look around. So who has a Gmail account, right? So in the top right corner of your Gmail account, right, there's a little grid, right, that if you click on, it's all the apps that you have access to that are integrated with your Gmail account, right? So all Google, if you just go to YouTube and type in Google Apps for Work and watch three or four of the videos that are sponsored by Google about Google Apps for Work. And what it does, so travis@capstonefundinggroup.com. So capstonefundinggroup.com, Google will power my whole business domain. And all the apps that you have access to personally, you can also have them on the business side. So you don't have to go set up Google Apps for Work. It's $5 per user per month. It's a no-brainer for your business. It runs your whole business. But I want go practice on your personal account, right? But I promise you, if you actually go to a hedge fund and it's JT85 cupcakegirl@gmail.com, and that's the email you put in with a hedge fund, you kind of want to look professional, right? So you can use the Google suite of apps to power your whole business, right? So these would be the actual folders. So who's used Google Drive? Who uses Google Drive actively now, right? So just imagine it powering your business. So if you have a business, it powers that for you, and you would just set up your files. So each of those are actually folders that you upload. You get all these emails come in. I mean, you could be the person that searches your inbox if you're trying to find something, or you can search your drive, and they're all uploaded, organized. So if I ask Kristen out of our office to give me something quick, she's got it in seconds. Like literally 10 seconds, more than that, she's got it. And what she can do is she can literally chat me through a chat or email me directly from that folder or document that I need an answer on. And it'll drop a link in my chat or my email, and I've got it up on my screen quick, right? So we talk about making decisions. So a paper file, oh, where's my paperwork? I'm not quite as organized as I should be, right? But I'm telling you, Google makes me a rock star, right? So it's something I would encourage you guys to, it can really help you with your organization. And if we don't do anything together, please use that to power your businesses. So we have people in our group that actually have other businesses. So they have four different Google Apps accounts that are running their it's the engine that runs everything. It's off of Google Calendar, so it's a web-based calendar, web-based drive. So it's powerful, and so for you to actually have success and keep, do you think you actually have to kind of be organized when it comes to this stuff? So.